This is the last part of Epiphany in the Christmas season, the 12 days of Christmas. And it's also Epiphany Sunday, because Epiphany was on Thursday, so we don't come to church on Thursday normally, so we celebrate Epiphany Sunday on this particular day. And so our scripture reading this morning comes out of Luke's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 15 through 22. And this is, again, it's from the New Living Translation, the one that I have. Hear God's Word. Everyone was expecting the Messiah to come soon, and they were eager to know whether John might be the Messiah. John answered their question by saying, "I baptize with water, but someone is coming soon who is greater than I am, so much greater that I am not even worthy to be his slave." Or some translations say, tied his sandals. "He is ready to separate the chaff from the grain with his winnowing fork," that we talked about a few weeks ago, about how that threshing floor is so important into the story. "Then he will clean up the thrashing area, storing the grain in his barn, but burning the chaff with a never-ending fire. John the Baptist, used many such warnings as he announced the good news to the people." Now, John was also publicly criticized. He criticized Herod Antipas, ruler of Galilee, for marrying Herodias, which was his brother's wife, and for many other wrongs that he had done. So Herod had put John into prison, and adding to his many sins. But then one day, when the crowds were being baptized, Jesus himself was baptized. And as he was praying, the heavens opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in the form of a dove. And a voice from heaven said, "You are my beloved Son, and I am fully pleased with you." Now, verse 23 talks about how Jesus was then starting his ministry as he was 30 years old.